But an entire island can't just vanish, said Rust. In theory, they can't just appear either, my lord, but this one did. Perhaps it's sunk again, said Carrot. Now Rust glared at Vetinari. Did you know about this? He demanded. How could I know something like that? Vimes watched the faces around the room. You do know something about this, said Rust. He glanced towards Mr. Slant, who was leafing hurriedly through a large volume. All I know, my lord, is that Prince Cadram has, at a politically dangerous time for him, given up a huge military advantage in exchange for an island which seems to have sunk under the sea, said Lord Vetinari. The Clatchians are a proud people. I wonder what they will think. And Vimes thought about General Ashal, standing beside Prince Cadram's throne. Clatchians like successful leaders, he thought. I wonder what happens to the unsuccessful ones. I mean, look at what we do when we think... Someone nudged him.
Sus, sir, said Nobby. They said they didn't have any hurdles, but they do a ping-pong table for $10. There's a small trampoline we could drag him on, but Sarge thinks that'd be a bit ridiculous.
Vimes walked out of the room, dragging Nobby with him, and pushed the little man against the wall. Where did you get to with Vetinari, Corporal? And remember, I know when you tell me lies, your lips move.
We just went on a little voyage, sir. He said I wasn't to say we went under the island, sir.
So you... Under Leshp?
No, sir, we didn't go down there. Stinking hole it was, too. Stunk of rotten eggs. The whole bloody cave. And as big as the city, believe me.
I bet you're glad you didn't go then. Nobby looked relieved.
That's right, sir.
Vimes sniffed.
Are you using some kind of aftersh?
He corrected himself. Some kind of instead of shave, Nobby?
No, sir.
Something smells of fermented flowers.
Oh, it's just a souvenir I picked up in foreign parts, sir. It kind of lingers, if you know what I mean.
Vimes shrugged and went back into the rat's chamber.
And I resent most strongly the suggestion that I would have negotiated with His Highness in the knowledge that, Sir Samuel, the keys to the handcuffs, please.
You knew! You knew all the time!
Rust shouted.
Is Lord Vetinari charged with anything? Said Vimes.
Mr. Slant was scrabbling through another volume. He looked quite flustered for a zombie. His grey-green shade was distinctly greener.
Not as such, he muttered.
But he will be, said Lord Rust. Well, when you find out what it is, you be sure and let me know, and I'll go and arrest him for it, said Vimes, unlocking the handcuffs.
He was aware of cheering outside. Nankh-Morpork stayed secret very long in Ankh-Morpork. The damn island wasn't there anymore, and somehow it had all worked out. He met Vetinari's eyes.
Piece of luck for you, eh? He said. Oh, there's always a chicken, Sir Samuel, if you look hard enough.
The day turned out to be nearly as trying as war. At least one carpet made the flight from Clatch, and there was a constant stream of messages between the palace and the embassy. A crowd still hung around outside the palace. Things were happening, and even if they did not know what they were, they weren't going to miss them. If any history was going to occur, they wanted to watch it. Vimes went home. To his amazement, the door was answered by Willikins. He had his sleeves rolled up and was wearing a long green apron.
You? How the hell did you get back so quickly? Said Vimes. Sorry, I didn't mean to be impolite.
I inveigled myself onto Lord Vust's ship in the general confusion, sir. I did not wish to let things go to wrack and ruin here. The silverware is frankly disgusting, I'm afraid. The gardener does not have the least idea how to do it. Allow me to apologise in advance for the shocking condition of the cutlery, sir.
A few days ago, you were biting people's noses off.
Ah, you must not believe Private Bork, sir, said the butler, as Vimes stepped in. It was only one nose.
And now you've hurried back to polish the silver?
It does not do to let standards slip, sir. He stopped.
Sir?
Yes? Did we win?
Vimes looked into the round pink face.
We didn't lose, Willikins, he said.